Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention Visitors Bureau on the phone. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Trying to, hang in there. Nothing going on in the news right now, is there? Nothing big happening right now?
No, not that I can recall. But...
can't think of anything. So no tension at all going on anywhere in my life at all. No.
So, no.
Feeling
everything's
good.
Just roses.
I hope you're feeling the same today, and I hope something fun's happening this weekend.
There you go. And yes, there are things going on this weekend that we can look forward to. So let's go ahead and start talking about some of them. We have, Halloween just wrapped up, but the Discovery Center Museum knows how to have fun, despite that, maybe you have some pumpkins on your front porch that you want to get rid of. So if you want to head on over to the Discovery Center Museum on Friday, they have their Smashing Pumpkins event. Not to be confused with the band, of course.
Yeah, right, of course. Yeah, people could get confused. The band is not going to be there, just so you know.
No, they will not. We always have to really, really clarify that one, that they wouldn't be at the Discovery Center Museum this Friday, unfortunately.
But this is good. You got a lot of 2020 aggression. You got a lot of election aggression, a lot of 2020 aggression, and you want to take it out on something that won't retaliate. A pumpkin is perfect.
I thought so, too. I mean, it's very... rewarding, I guess you could say, to see that pumpkin fly through the air and then just smash down. So from 1 to 4, if you want to go on Friday, they're doing this. It's always a great time. It's always really fun for the kids, too. They get a kick out of it because they can't imagine watching mom and dad really smash their pumpkins. That's so far out of the way. So it's really cool to see their reactions. So if you want to head on over, that's what's going on Friday. Now, also, this is really clever and cool that Severson Dells Nature Center is putting on Saturday from 9 to 12. It's the Honeysuckle Hiking Stick Workshop. So if you are a nature enthusiast, maybe you know somebody that would love something like this, they're actually going to be giving you a hiking stick that you can design yourself and create. So they're going to provide the wood, the basic tools, the peelers, the microplaners, the wood burners, and then you provide all the elbow grease to turn it into something really wonderful. You might want to even give it away as a gift. Who knows?
Well, I don't do a lot of walking ever or hiking, so can I turn it into like a pool cue? Can I just kind of shave it down to a nice, smooth, straight stick and use it as a pool stick, maybe?
I mean, it is about that large. I won't see why you couldn't. Probably appropriate. So,
right.
Yeah,
the way I design my stick is up to me, right? I can do whatever I want.
I don't see why not. So I definitely, if you want to make a hiking stick or a pool cue, whatever fits your fancy, just go for it.
And I understand they say there's a wood burner you can use.
Yeah, there's a wood burner, there's peelers, there's microplaners. I mean, this isn't just painting a stick and it's done. You actually have to put some work into this. So
it takes me back to shop class.
They're gonna have folks there to help you.
When I was in wood shop class in seventh grade, we had one wood burner in the class, and we kind of took shifts on who got to be using the wood burner and making designs. And I accidentally left the wood burner on the table while it was still on, and the hot part touched the wire and burned through the wire, and sparks just went flying through the air in shop class. And I got in trouble for that a lot.
Oh no. That's so something that would happen to me too, but
so I think I'll just
let
stick,
it just happen to you and not me.
I'll just stick to the pool cue idea.
There you go. I love it. So that's going on. Also on Saturday, we're going to have gorgeous weather too this weekend. So it's going to be nice to get outside, get some fresh air before the beautiful temperatures go away. So Saturday, Nicholas Conservatory and Gardens are hosting Nicholas at Night. It features the Dia de los Muertos exhibit, so that's going on. There's different shifts, so 3:30 to 5, 6 to 7:30. And you can go, you can experience the amazing holidays through storytelling, art, and a lot more. So the conservatory is going to be decked out for the occasion as well. They're going to have some beautiful displays for this, so something for the family to enjoy. Again, it's going to be a really nice afternoon, so if you want to maybe picnic with the family, go on over to the Rock River Recreation Path where the Nicholas Conservatory is located. You can walk along the bike path and just enjoy the scenery.
You should go, if not just for the art. The Dia de los Muertos artwork is amazing.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I can't really even do abstract artwork or much less stick figures. So to see what they come up with is just really over the top impressive to me.
And it's so unique to that particular holiday. There's like, you see something, it's for Dia de los Muertos. You know what I mean? Like so unique
exactly.
and beautiful. So definitely recommend that event as well.
Yeah. That's going on. Of course, we are in the fifth week of our To Go Tuesdays. If you want to go ahead and check it out, this week we're featuring the Filling Station in New Milford, an amazing, yummy local spot here in the community. If you haven't been there in a while, check it out. To Go Rockford. Go Rockford are the hashtags to use on your social posts. If you go, take a photo of your pictures, post them to social using those hashtags. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you're automatically entered to win a $25 gift card that we'll be giving away tomorrow. So take advantage of that.
Very cool. All these events that Andrea just talked about and more, you can find them all at GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you.